Good vegetables, Jen.
Thanks.
They're so crisp.
Well, I did keep them in the crisper.
Oh, well, that must be it. Balky, could you please pass the salt? Balky? 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 Would you please pass the salt? Thank you.
Sorry, cousin. We were playing lip tag and I was it. Tonight is the fourth anniversary of the very first time we ever said the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Who could blame you for celebrating?
Cuddle break.
What is it with those two? I mean, it's a cuddle break every 15 minutes. Have you ever seen anything so nauseating?
I think they're adorable.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's sweet the way they're so affectionate with each other.
You do?
I feel like going to bed.
You do? Good night, Balky. Good night, Marianne. I'll just lock the doors. Be right up, sweetheart.
Why?
Well, because you said you wanted to go to bed.
Oh, right. Try not to disturb me when you come upstairs, okay? Raise you to the pillow.
Balky.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't come to you with a problem like this.
Uh-huh.
But you seem to be doing something right. So, tell me, how do you keep the old home fires burning?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, cousin, the most important thing is to use very, very dry wood. But the real key is the kindling. And, of course, the lighter fluid.
No.
Now, if we just got you a little boiler bag...
No. I'm talking about the fires between a man and a woman.
Oh. Oh, damn fires. If our flame ever flickered, I think what I would do, I would go into my pleasure chest and select one of the three tried and true Bartachmus marriage secrets.
Three tried and true Bartachmus marriage secrets? What are they?
Well, cousin, if I told you, they wouldn't be secrets.
I'll buy ice cream.
Moon oil is one. Burning Ember Incense is another. And of course, there's the Ocean Surf cassette tape. Good night, Coulson.
Just out of curiosity, where is your pleasure chest?
Well, Coulson, now again, that would be another Bartholomew's marriage secret.
Waffle cone?
In the garage behind my cheese wheel.
Thank you.
Why do you ask?
Oh, you know, no reason. Just, you know, guy talk. Oh, hey, look at the time. Hey, you better get to bed, don't you think?
I don't know, Coulson. You kind of got me in the mood to talk. So anyway, how's everything by you?
Balky, go to bed. Marianne is waiting. Cuddle break, remember?
Coulson, I got to be honest with you. The woman is wearing me out. On the other hand, she sure knows how to toss my salad. Good night, Chrissy. Good morning, Coulson. Would you like a fish head omelette?
No. Would you like a knuckle sandwich?
Knuckles are more of a lunch thing. They tend to stay with you.
Listen to me.
Besides, they repeat on me.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Because of you, Jennifer is miserable this morning. I went into your stupid pleasure chest. I used your stupid Bartholomew's marriage secrets, and they didn't work.
You went into my pleasure chest?
Yes.
What you did take?
Oh, I took them all. The moon oil gave her a rash. She's still sneezing from the incense, and the ocean sounds made her seasick.
Before I report you to the proper authorities, there's something I think you should know. Moon oil applied directly to the skin usually causes third-degree burns.
Ow!
You must have found an old bottle.
The moon oil isn't body oil?
Moon oil is used to light the Miposian honeymoon lamp, and the incense is for outdoor use only, and no one should ever listen to the Ocean Surf cassette tape on a full stomach. And in case you haven't noticed, Jennifer has a very full stomach.
Jen, honey. You feel better?
It's funny, Larry. Until last night, I didn't think anything could make me feel more miserable than being pregnant. I was wrong.
Let's get going. This is going to take a major league gift.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
A Louisville slug? A little garlic on it. Delicious.
This is a waste of time. We're not going to find a perfect gift for Jennifer in the sports department.
Thank you for shopping at Peterman's. Remember, Peterman's white sale starts Monday.
Come on, let's go.
Coulson, just wait a minute. I want to find something special for Marianne.
Bucky already got a car full of gifts. What is this, another anniversary?
Today is the first anniversary of the first time that Marianne and I got caught in the rain and our hair got all wet and stringy, and we used the car heater to dry it and got our head stuck under the steering wheel.
Well, that must have been a special, special day for you. And I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, we got caught in the rain.
But...
And our hair got all wet and
But I have to find the perfect gift for Jennifer.
Coulson, what are you talking about? We've been shopping all day, and the little neck pillow that you got 6.5 hours ago remains the perfect gift. And why? Because it's what she really wants.
Falky, it's cheap, it's stupid, and it's too small.
Coulson, if a gift is given with love, size don't count.
Believe me, size always counts.
Attention, shoppers. The store will close in 5 minutes. 5 minutes till closing.
Come on, Coulson. Let's get out of here. They're closing the store.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
He just said it's called closing in 5 minutes.
It's just a trick to encourage impulse buying.
It amazes me how you can find the ugliest motives in the simplest things.
It's what I do best. All right, now let's go back to the jewelry department.
Okay. Because the jewelry is right around
the
corner.
It's right
around the corner.
Right over here.
Of course, remember? Look, just turn and look.
Well, now you've done it.
What do you mean I've done it?
What
are you talking about? I was like, look, if you just think you have no visual memory, you must have a little sock with tennis balls on the back of the... Well, I can't believe you're going to wriggle out of this again.
Just help me put this thing back together before the security guard sees us.
Okay. Look, cousin. He's got his foot in his mouth.
Will you stop fooling around?
Oh, I'm sorry, cousin. Here. Let me give you a hand.
You're not going to help, are you?
Well, of course I am. Don't be ridiculous. Dry bone, the hand bone connected to the neck bone, the wrist bone connected to the shoulder bone, the foot bone connected to the...
Thank you for shopping at Peterman's. The store is now closed.
Cousin, I think they're serious about this closing thing.
Malky. I happen to be a gold card holder. Now, no store is going to close while a gold card holder is still shopping. Now, just help me find the head. Must have rolled somewhere. Just look around.
Cousin, it's the incredible two-headed Meepiot.
Belky, you idiot. Now give me that.
Two-headed Meepiot.
Stop it.
Hey, cousin. You do notice anything strange?
Other than the fact that I'm torn between two dummies? Feeling like a fool?
Cousin, it's awfully quiet in here. You know what I think? You know what I think? I think everybody gone home. Cousin, They closed the store.
Impossible. Balky, they closed the store.
You stupid little nincompoopulos.
Oh, so now suddenly I'm the one to blame.
Oh, no, you were pretty much always the one to blame.
Well, look, let's just concentrate on finding a way out of here.
But don't worry, cousin. I have a plan.
Oh, you have a plan?
Yeah, I have a plan.
You have a plan.
Yeah, a good one, too.
No. I make the plans, and you follow. Engine, caboose. Engine, caboose. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. No one blows hot air like you do.
I think I'll just use the phone to call for help.
Cousin, did you hear something?
Yes, I heard something. Must have been a recording. Probably a motion detector and a speaker around here. See, all the big stores are going with these high-tech alarm systems.
Cousin. It's a dog.
Of course it's a dog. It's a recording of a dog. And not a very good one, I might add.
Cousin, it's a big, scary dog.
I know you're scared. It's your first time locked in a store, but Cousin Larry is here. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, okay? You feel better? Huh? Feel better? Why didn't you tell me?
I tried to tell you, but you were too busy making me feel better. Just for the record, I don't.
All right, Falcon, don't make any sudden moves. We're going to back up very, very slowly.
And I think he wants us to stand still.
Okay. Right. I think we need a plan.
All right, let me think.
I got it.
I got it.
You let the dog chase you around the store while I make the phone call. On three, ready? One, two, three, go!
What else you got?
Oh,
Stay. Tell Marianne that that I stashed some extra cash behind the nutmeg in the kitchen and that I love her very much. I'm telling you this, you'll be dead too.
Donkey, I know about your nutmeg stash. And listen, if we do get out of here alive, I'm gonna give you back the $300 I stole.
You stole my nutmeg nest egg?
Could you do that at that time like this? You...
all night without calling us. Maybe they wanted to earn some extra money for our baby's college education, so they took second jobs and forgot to tell us.
Or maybe they're lying in a ditch somewhere.
See, that's the difference between us. You see the glass and you say it's half empty, whereas I see the glass and I say it's empty halfway.
Hi.
Falky, what happened to you? Larry, where have you been? I've been worried sick.
Well, we accidentally got locked in Peterman's department store with a mad dog.
Larry, I promise I won't be angry. Where have you really been?
Jennifer, it's true. We were being chased all night by a dog, but the worst part was they locked the bathrooms.
Well, you missed a pretty special anniversary.
No, I didn't, my little lamb shank.
You remember the first time we got caught in the rain and our hair got all wet and stringy and we used the car heater to dry it and got our heads caught under the steering wheel anniversary? I have your present upstairs. Cuddle blanket.
Penny, for your thoughts.
How did you get locked in Peterman's department store?
Well, I was just trying to find the perfect gift for you to save our marriage, and we got locked in.
Larry, our marriage doesn't need saving, and why would you think it would?
Well, you
don't seem to be interested in me lately. Balky and Marianne are always taking cuddle breaks, and you don't want to touch me.
Sorry, Larry, but these days I just don't feel very attractive.
You've never been more attractive.
Really?
Yes.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
Oh, Larry, I love you.
Ow. Ow. The dog nicked my lip. I almost forgot. This is for you. It's small and cheap, but it's the only thing I could find.
I love surprises.
It's a neck pillow.
Oh, Larry, I love it.
When my lip heals, I'll blow it up for you.
Cuddle break?
I grew up on a farm. I didn't have a way with any man. Isn't that right, boy?